శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 496 ధ్రువాచ యో అంత ప్రవిశ్యమం వాచమిమం ప్రసూక్తాం సంజీవయత్య అఖిల శక్తిధరా స్వధామ్నా అన్యాక్ష హస్తచరణ శ్రమణ త్వగాదీన్ ప్రాణాన్ నమో భగవతే పురుషాయ తుభ్యం. సో నమో భగవతే పురుషాయ తుభ్యం. ధ్రువ మహారాజ్ బిగిన్స్ హిస్ ప్రేయర్స్ to the Supreme Lord with obeisances. And to you, my dear Lord, I offer obeisances. So, this is the end of a long, adventurous and extraordinary journey for Dhruva Maharaj, wherein he left home, braved the dangers of the forest in the search of the Supreme Lord, met Narad Muni who guided him, and then endured fearsome austerities to eventually attract the attention and pleasure of the Lord, who has now appeared in front of him. And yet, when the Lord appeared, Dhruva Maharaj was utterly tongue-tied, being overwhelmed by ecstasy and uncertainty. So at that time, the Lord, seeing his sincerity, Dhruva Maharaj couldn't speak a word, but internally he was so delighted, so grateful to see the Lord, that he wanted to glorify the Lord. And he's begging internally, but being unable to speak anything externally. So the Lord, seeing his sincerity, touched him with his conch, and through that empowered him to speak. And here Dhruva Maharaj starts speaking. So the first thing he acknowledges is, "My dear Lord, I am able to speak because of your mercy." So ultimately, whatever we do, are able to do, is because of Krishna's mercy. None of our abilities are actually ours. They are given to us by Krishna. At the same time, there are certain situations when we realize certain circumstances to be Krishna's mercy. So here, Dhruva Maharaj is specifically pointing out to his situation just before the prayer. He says, "My dear Lord, I was not able to speak, and now I am able to speak. So you have acted like Sanjeevayatya." Sanjeevani is a medicinal herb that revives the dead, as it was used by Lord Ram when Hanuman brought it, and he revived the soldiers who had been nearly dead. So all of us are spiritually dead, and Sanjeevani is also a metaphor for anything that revives in general. So he said, "My dear Lord, I was just dead, and you have, by your mercy, by entering into me, pravishyama mamu vacham, you have made my words manifest themselves by your grace, and you are akhila shakti dharaha. You are possessing all the energies, rather, swadhamna. So your internal potency is manifested in me. You have all energies, and you have used your internal energy to enable me to speak, and not just to speak, but actually
you have entered in all my senses."
So actually in bhakti we have a sensory experience that is transsensory. That means when the Lord appears, we see him with our eyes. In these cases, when the devotee has darshan, at that time the devotee also sees the Lord with his own eyes. So the senses become enlivened. The same is described about Narad Muni when the Lord appeared in front of him, that the senses became entirely enlivened. So he's saying that all my senses are enlivened by your arrival, by your manifestation within me and without me. So Dhruva Maharaj is now having that extraordinary experience. We say theoretically the Lord is inside and outside, but normally we can't perceive him anywhere. But Dhruva Maharaj is able to perceive the Lord both inside and outside. Inside as the empowerment to speak and glorify, and externally as the object which is to be glorified. And he is naturally thrilled by that. So we may not have the Sakshat Darshan of the Lord, but by the chanting of the holy names,
we can also attract the presence of the Lord within us. And when the Lord becomes manifest in His presence within us, then we also become divinely conscious, both internally and externally.
Thank you.